Hello there, and welcome to my blog. My name is Mistress Ruby, and because I am a very generous mistress, I've decided to record each of my blog posts in audio form, just to give you the pleasure of listening to my seductive British accent. Now, I am aware that quite a few of my clients have been eagerly awaiting my first blog post. I'm very happy to say that the wait is finally over. Now, hopefully my blog will allow you to get to know me a little bit better. You've probably been wondering about me and what makes me tick. Well, if you are a good boy, you might find out. Now, for those of you who have not yet had the pleasure of a one-to-one phone sex session with me, maybe my blog will inspire you to indulge yourself a little. So, where to start? Well, I guess one of the first things to know about me is that I am British, and yes, I am based in the UK. And apparently, I sound like a sexy librarian, according to a few of my clients. Now, if the British accent does indeed get your juices flowing, then I am sure that we will hit it off on the very first call. My approach as a mistress is both strict and sensual. So if you're looking for a mistress who is truly strict to the core, then I can play the part exceptionally well. If, however, you enjoy a more subtle approach, I can execute this style to perfection also. I'm intuitive and supportive. Many clients book a session with me just to chat about their lives. I love being an impartial ear and a shoulder to lean on now and again. So, if you want a casual chit-chat, just let me know. Now, it's important to note that despite being able to read people very well, I am a mistress, not a psychic. If you require something very specific for our session, then I would highly recommend sending an email to ruby@enchantrixempire.com with all of your particular requirements before booking a call. During our call, I will ask you about your fantasies and fetishes. The key here is to be as honest and as upfront as possible so that I can seamlessly work my magic. If you like having secrets extracted from you in the style of an interrogation, then please let me know beforehand or at the start of our call. Now, as for the types of calls offered, I cater to many different preferences and tastes, from cuckolding, orgasm control, sensual seduction, to coerced sissification. I enjoy it all. Looking for a BDSM experience? You may long for the strict commands of a harsh mistress, or maybe you like the feeling of being deeply humiliated. I can provide exactly what you crave. Now, if roleplay is your thing, I've been told I get into character extremely well. In fact, I would say that roleplaying is one of my favourite types of calls. Now, the great thing about roleplay is it can accommodate for every fantasy type. If your roleplay fantasy requires a bit more detail, then definitely reach out and send an email to me before our session. In terms of fantasies and fetishes, I love everything kink and would love to chat with you about anything that's on your mind. So don't be afraid, you can tell me. Oh, and did I mention we offer two girl calls? Yes, double the fun or humiliation, whatever your preference. Just let the dispatcher know which ladies you would like and we will sort the rest out for you. Now, I'm going to go into a bit of an FAQ section here where I answer my most frequently asked questions. So, the first one I get is, how old are you? Well, that's just rude, isn't it? I mean, really? Do you really ask a woman how old she is? Sort of offensive. Let's just say I'm young enough to tire you out, but wise enough to teach you a lesson. What do you do outside LDW? Well, I'm a session musician. I have always loved music, and I can play a few instruments to quite a high standard, my main instruments being vocals, piano, and cello. How long have you been a mistress or a phone sex goddess? Now, whilst I've only been with LDW for a short time, I've been working within this industry for the past 2 years. I have found LDW to be in a league of their own, and I am certainly here for the long haul. Do you incorporate femdom into your personal life? Definitely. I would say I'm a very sexually adventurous person. I understand my position as an attractive, desirable female to be an advantageous one, especially when it comes to getting what I want. What are your favorite types of calls? Well, if I had to choose my top three discussion topics, I would say cuckolding, sissification, and tease and denial would certainly be up there. If you have something a little different in mind, however, don't let my favourite list put you off. I enjoy all things kink and would love to know your desires a little bit more intimately. What sort of music do you enjoy? Well, this may be a surprise for some, and most certainly a talking point for others. But my favourite music is actually metal and hard rock. Anything from Iron Maiden, Metallica, Typo Negative, and Ozzy Osbourne, to Linkin Park, Dream Theater, and Tool. However, being a session musician, I have a deep appreciation for all genres, even the ones I'm not too keen on. What are some of your hobbies? Well, I love music, that's a given. I also love keeping fit and staying healthy, participating in regular fitness classes, including yoga and kickboxing. I'm also massively into martial arts and have been doing Krav Maga for the last 18 months. I absolutely love it. And by the way, as you could probably guess, my thighs are very strong, so it would be very easy for me to pin you down and bend you to my will. Also, shopping is another hobby of mine, especially if it involves purchasing lingerie, shoes, or even sex toys. What would you say is your best physical feature? My legs, without a doubt. I'm not overly muscular to look at, but my thighs are, as I say, incredibly strong. I'm also very flexible, plus they look damn good in a dress and a pair of heels. What size feet are you? I get this one a lot, actually, but my feet are a UK size 6, so I don't know how that translates into US sizes, but yeah, UK size 6. What do you find attractive in a man? I'd say pure, undeniable submission is one thing. Do you have social media? I do. You can follow me if you type in at Enchantrix Ruby. You should find me there. So the next section I want to go over is phone sex tips for callers. And yes, this is a very important section, so I expect your undivided attention. Now, the first tip I want to give you is, I want you to think about what you want to achieve during our session together. What do you like? What gets you off? What presses those buttons for you? And I want you to articulate this in some method of communication, whether it is via email or you could tell me at the beginning of our session. Now, if you are going to send an email, please be aware that I don't want to see any 3-page erotic essays or lengthy, steamy scripts. Now, as much as I'm sure that they would be wonderful to read, I do not have the time for that. So respect and value my time, and make sure that your emails are direct and to the point, and also polite, of course. My tip number 2 is to book an adequate amount of time for your requirements. Now, I love getting to know my clients, as this allows me to get into the psychology behind their particular fetish. I generally see the first call as a way of us getting to know one another, whilst having fun at the same time, of course. So, if you do want to just get down to it, then let me know. I'm always open to suggestions, and I do want to ensure that the experience we have together is memorable and exciting. So, If you require some lengthy role play session, then maybe booking 10 minutes might not be suitable for that. And if you require something quick because you have, you know, an appointment or something, or you're on your way to work in 20 minutes, maybe booking an hour might not be the best idea. So have a think about it and book the time that is suitable for you. Tip number 3, relax. Don't be afraid to communicate your needs and desires. I like to ensure that all my clients feel relaxed and safe during our sessions together. And believe me when I say, I have really heard it all. So don't feel as though you'll be viewed negatively by expressing yourself. Everything you say stays between me and you, and that's a promise. Now, I guess the next section to go over is my schedule. You can find my schedule on my site, but if you are listening to this and you're curious, then I do work Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And the reason I work so early is because I am 5 to 6 hours ahead being based in the UK. Now, I do work the occasional weekend, so you may be lucky enough to catch a glimpse of me available on the sites during Saturday or Sunday day. If, however, you can't seem to catch me, then I would recommend dropping me an email on ruby@enchantrixempire.com and just let me know what days and times in Eastern time are best for you, and we'll work something out, I'm sure. Now, I will say all appointments need to be arranged around 24 hours beforehand. So if you are looking to book for Saturday and you're thinking about it on Wednesday, the sooner you let me know, the more chance there is of me approving that session with you and booking it. Also, just to let you know that my schedule is just a rough guide to my general availability, and it may change if I have a studio session or a gig booked. So if you are having a little look around the site and you can't seem to find me, but it says on my schedule that I should be available, then I apologise in advance. I am likely elsewhere doing something music related, most likely. So that's it for this blog, guys. Thank you for sticking around, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Please feel free to subscribe to my website, where you will be made aware of any new uploads, anything going on with me or LDW. All my promo offers for future reference will be uploaded to my website, so it may benefit you to subscribe. And if you're thinking about booking a session, or if you have any comments or anything that you want to say, then feel free to send me an email, ruby@enchantrixempire.com. Or if you just want to tell me how much you enjoyed my blog, then just comment below and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, guys. Until next time, pets. Mwah.